The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. Today, we're going to be discussing curses. More specifically, we're going to be taking a look at 10 of the worst, cruelest, most intense dark curses in the wizarding world, and putting them in order. I'm going to be going into what they are and why I place them where I did. First things first, what is a curse, and how does it differ from, say, a spell, charm, jinx, or hex? As far as these categories of magic go, curses most closely resemble charms. A charm is an expression that refers to spells which add certain properties to objects or individuals. Charms should not be confused with transfigurations, as transfiguration refers to a spell that changes what the object is, rather than just changing properties of the object. There are countless charms in Harry Potter that cover all manner of outcomes. There are also different types of charms. Another form of charm is an enchantment. Though the lines are a bit blurred here, the main difference is that an enchantment is generally used to apply a charm-like effect to something for an extended period of time. These would include protective enchantments like the Fidelius Charm or Protego Maxima. And with the definition of charm solidified, the easiest way to describe a curse is that it's a dark charm. Technically, a curse is defined as any spell that affects an object in a negative manner, typically causing some sort of pain or discomfort. And just like charms, there are also more acute, short-lived versions of curses that contrast the more stretched-out, affliction-type curses. Within the Potter world, the boundaries are flexible, and I imagine that wizards may have their own ideas. This shows that the categorization of dark charms is not set in stone, and may sometimes be used interchangeably. This explains why some spells are known by multiple names, like why the slug vomiting charm is a curse, and why the jelly legs curse is also sometimes known as the jelly legs jinx. This also explains why some curses, such as the leg locker curse, jelly legs curse, and full body bind curse, which don't cause any lasting injury, seem to fall more under the definition of a jinx or hex. While Voldemort's jinx on the post of Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher has had serious, lasting consequences for several of those affected, which would seem more like a curse. This list will include both types of curses. Before we get started, pause the video and comment your list of what you believe to be the most horrible curses in Harry Potter. I did a lot of rearranging while working on this video, and I think I'm happy with how it turned out. Let's get into it. 10. Gormlaith Gaunt's Curse. What? Starting things off, this curse, produced by Irish pure-blooded dark witch Gormlaith Gaunt, aunt of Isolt Sayer, had the ability to place someone into an enchanted slumber. You might be thinking, that's not so bad, I can get to bed a little easier. But the strength of this curse is what makes it dangerous. This curse is sort of reminiscent of the one that afflicted Snow White. Why here? This spell certainly deserves to be on the list, but not any higher than the bottom placing. I say this because the curse itself is relatively painless, and doesn't pose any significant risk to your mortality. The curse also can be broken if the stimulus around the victim is significant enough. 9. Imperius Curse. The Imperius Curse, aka Imperio, is one of the three unforgivable curses. Imperio is most often used by dark witches and wizards, and when it is cast on a victim, they are forced to perform the unquestioned bidding of the caster. Being under the control of this spell is said to be like experiencing a wonderful release from any sense of responsibility, making the victim extremely susceptible to any sort of influence from the caster. Because of this adopted carefree attitude, the victim is inclined to carry out tasks for the caster without any sort of moral compass or awareness of the caster's intentions or desires. Why here? I place the Imperius Curse fairly low on the list because at the end of the day, being placed under the Imperius Curse is not a death sentence. Furthermore, it's been emphasized in the books that being under the Imperius Curse can actually provide the victim with some temporary relief from the stresses of life. It was the most wonderful feeling. Harry felt a floating sensation as every thought and worry in his head was wiped gently away, leaving nothing but a vague, untraceable happiness. The more I think about it, the Imperius Curse could actually be a positive and useful tool in the right hands. With just the swish of your wand, you'd be able to give your friends, family members, some temporary relief in the darker times during their lives. To some, simply numbing the pain may not be an advisable strategy, but that certainly depends on the person. 8. Lycanthropy. Lycanthropy is a magical condition that transforms witches, wizards into werewolves. One who suffers from this condition is called a lycanthrope. There are two ways to become a lycanthrope, but regardless of how it is contracted, it is still considered to be a curse that will completely alter the victim's existence. The first way to contract lycanthropy is through being bitten by a werewolf, though in some circumstances, the bite can, will kill you. The second way is via the Lycocomia curse, which apparently requires no werewolves at all. Why here? Though inheriting lycanthropy doesn't kill you, and to some the prospect of becoming a werewolf may be exciting, I can assure you that it is no easy existence. The stigma in the wizarding world surrounding werewolves is immense, and from the moment you contract this curse, it's unlikely that you will ever be treated the same. Furthermore, lycanthropes will often need to live a very solitary, lonely existence, as allowing people to become close to you only puts their lives in danger. This awful condition also has no cure. 7. Opal Necklace Curse. When Harry mistakenly enters Borgin and Burke's in 1992, he sees a necklace on display with a warning label. Do not touch. Cursed. Has claimed the lives of 19 Muggle owners to date. This necklace was, of course, the Opal Necklace, the same cursed object that Katie Bell fell victim to in The Half-Blood Prince. It's untelling what curse the Opal Necklace actually possesses, but we do know that it can cause some serious damage to those who happen to come into physical contact with it. Katie merely touched it through a small hole in her glove, and it took her 6 months to recover in St. Mungo's. Why here? This curse is nothing to scoff at, but at the end of the day, there are much worse curses out there. Yeah, it's highly lethal, but touching it is not necessarily a death sentence, and it's also pretty easy to avoid. 6. Curse on Marvolo Gaunt's Ring. The curse on Marvolo Gaunt's ring was an invention of Lord Voldemort, who created it in an effort to protect his Horcruxes. Dumbledore famously contracts this curse when he places the cursed ring on his finger, in that moment securing his fate. The curse is thought to be extremely deadly, taking down even Dumbledore, and the only reason that he was able to survive as long as he did was with the help of Severus Snape. Symptoms of the curse mimic necrosis, slowly turning the affected areas black and effectively killing that part of your body. Why here? I think this placement on the list is suitable, as the curse is, effectively, a slightly worse version of the curse contracted via the Opal Necklace. The main difference here being that this curse will eventually kill you, and only seems to get worse over time. 5. Blood Malediction. Maledictus. A Maledictus curse is applied to and inherited through a witch or wizard's bloodline, a dark curse that is passed on through generations of family members and is transferred from mother to daughter. A Maledictus suffers from a blood malediction, a type of curse that causes the sufferer to slowly transform into an animal over the course of their life. The animal can vary according to the specific curse. In Harry Potter, the main Maledictus that comes to mind is Nagini, whose blood malediction meant that she was destined to turn into a snake, becoming less human and more snake each and every day. In earlier life, the Maledictus will possess the ability to transform at will, but that's what slips over time. Eventually, you will lose the ability to transform, and will be stuck in whatever animal form that is destined for you. Why here? Though blood malediction doesn't kill you, it's an affliction that leads to a very isolated, lonely existence. It's an awful curse that you're born with and have no way out of. It's an inescapable curse that eats away at you, slowly stripping away your identity. I imagine that suffering from this curse would induce a form of claustrophobia, as with each passing day, the curse grows stronger, further trapping you into a permanent animal state. If that isn't bad enough, once fully transformed, you completely lose the ability to explain yourself or communicate with your own kind. 4. Killing Curse. The Killing Curse, otherwise known as Avada Kedavra, is a curse that kills the victim in the blink of an eye, causing instantaneous death. If you want to kill someone with no fuss, then this is certainly the spell to use. After uttering the incantation, the spell produces a blindingly intense green bolt of light right before the victim simply drops dead. There are two theories for how they die, the first claiming that the victim's internal organs cease to function after being struck, and the second claiming that the soul of the victim is magically ripped from their body. Why here? The only reason that the killing curse isn't higher on the list is that we're lacking information. If the curse does indeed rip the soul out of the body, then perhaps the killing curse is one of the worst ways to die. However, if it simply causes your organs to shut down, then this is potentially one of the more remorseful ways to kill people, as they are gone instantly with no suffering to speak of. 3. Entrail Expelling Curse. The Entrail Expelling Curse is fairly self-explanatory. It's a curse that forces your entrails, insides, organs, to be magically expelled, ripped from the body. This curse is unquestionably lethal. Why here? This curse kills you fairly brutally, which is why it's high up on the list. However, there are no real drawn-out, torturous effects. 2. Cruciatus Curse. The Cruciatus Curse, otherwise known as Crucio, is one of the unforgivable curses. In essence, Crucio is the spell used for torture, which makes perfect sense if we consider that Crucio translates to I torture in Latin. When cast, Crucio inflicts excruciating pain on the victim, pain so excruciating that it is considered to be torturous. Casting Crucio is said to require a wand and incantation, and its effects are said to vary depending on the caster's desires and emotions. To produce the excruciating pain implied by the name, the caster must despise the victim and enjoy causing pain. Harry Potter, after Crucio was cast on him, described it as feeling like his head was being split open while having his bones set on fire. Why here? There are a few reasons for why Crucio is so high up on the list. The first reason being that the pain induced via Crucio is said to be so excruciating that, in some cases, death would be preferable. The next reason is that Crucio, when applied to a victim for long enough, is said to cause permanent effects, like brain damage. This happened to Neville Longbottom's parents. After being tortured relentlessly, the Longbottoms lost everything that made them who they were, living out the rest of their lives as broken shadows of their former selves. This spell is particularly awful if we consider the fact that the loved ones of these victims will forever have to witness them in this state, all while knowing that they were tortured in their final moments. 1. Transmogrify and Torture. Oh boy, where do I start with this one? This sadistic curse, that a lot of you may not know about, effectively combines the effects of Crucio with a form of transmogrification or transfiguration. This terrible curse does indeed kill its victims, but not before causing them intense, torturous pain stretched out over a considerable period of time. Why here? If we look at the etymology of the curse's name, which features transmogrify, it would suggest that the curse stretches the victim in a multitude of directions, grotesquely contorting their bodies until they die. The combination of the fact that this spell is lethal and tortures you in unprecedented ways makes this an easy choice for the list's top spot. Why this isn't an unforgivable curse when it features aspects from two of the existing unforgivable curses is beyond me. And that's it for this video. Which curses had you heard of? Was your list similar to mine? Leave a comment down below. Until next time, remember, it does not do to dwell on dreams and forget to live.